happening. So.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, folk, welcome to the Off-Ramp, March 14th, 2013, 11 p.m., what's happening? I am your host for the proceedings this evening, it's your man Beach Bum Gun, chilling on the M-I-K-E mic. Want to give y'all a quick little talking to for the next half hour. Again, welcome to the Off-Ramp, where we discuss all topics. Feel free to call in, 646-915-8680. You got something to get off your chest. You can't say it to your wife because she might kick you out. You just want to say it over the lines and just talk like you're talking to anybody. Feel free to call up here. Got one of my co-hosts on the line. Mr. Righteous, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, world?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Still waiting for my next co-host. I think he should be in here in a minute. If he ain't go to sleep, he's been on long flights, man. You know, kids world traveling, man. That's what happens. You show up late, yo. We're going to dock his pay. So we got a couple things we could talk about tonight. You know, we could go, oh, there you go. He finally showed up to work, man. Yo, stop being on CPT time. What up, M Extra?
What's good, folks?
Not much, man. Why you ain't showing up on time, yo? Where you be at, yo? 11 p.m., yo. Why I got to tell you this more than once?
Yo, man, stop being a Mitch, man.
Yeah,
that's what I was
yeah,
doing.
For the big time, yo, how do you watch the Real Husbands of Hollywood? What y'all think about the show?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm watching now, man.
Hey, and
that's your I think it's all right, man. It's pretty funny to me.
What you think, Mr. Righteous?
It's funny to me, man. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's all I think. Say that again?
I said it started off slow, and then it started to pick up.
Yeah, I think my man J.B. Smoove is the funniest dude on there, yo. That kid kills me every time. I've been a fan of his since Curb Your Enthusiasm, yo. I don't know why he doesn't have his own show. Because was he in Paper Soldiers too? Was that J.B. Smoove?
I don't know, man.
Nah, he was in Pootie Tang.
Oh, yeah, I know Pootie, shout out to yeah, no BS show, that's one of the passwords to my phone. Like, if I say, like, shout out to or what I tie, it's supposed to come on, but the shit don't work. Like, it just don't work. I just say it to my phone.
Because that shit ain't English, man.
Would
that
you say?
English, yo. You out here talking shout out to your phone, yo. Come on, man. It's
yeah, but think about it. How many people, if somebody stole my phone, how many people would pick up that joke and be like, what a time, my Damien? Nobody.
Watch.
That's a high password, but it don't work. It don't work, you know. It's a joke. And I don't even know how to change it, you know. It's just stuck forever, you know? I'm just doing the regular passcode, you know. type of life I lead, you know. Got a couple things we can talk about. We can go pretty much anywhere, not too much going on in the world today, but got a couple things. What's up with the first thing I want to ask y'all about? What's up with the Carnival cruise breaking down again? Now, I don't know if you guys have been on cruises, but I've been a couple, and I've been on Carnival a couple times, never had any issues, thank God. But my question to y'all is, being in the fact that the Carnival cruise just broke down in a horrific scene where they were stuck out to sea for like 5 days, no running water. You know, they couldn't flush the toilet. People were throwing up everything. And now that another cruise is stuck. The last cruise, they got paid for the cruise, so the cruise was free. They got a free vacation. And on top of that, I think every passenger got $1,000. Would you go through that for that type of reward? Mr. Righteous, would you do it?
Go through all that and then get that's nah, man. I don't think so, man. Cause, I mean, something like that, man, because there's a lot of health issues that come in play, especially when the toilet's breaking down. It was boo-boo everywhere, pee everywhere. People was boo-booing in buckets, and it was just the
one girl said they were so hungry they ate an onion sandwich. I'm like, oh my gosh, nah, man. That what they gave her, it was a nice gesture, but I don't think it was worth my while for me. It was a nice gesture, but I think I might need a little bit more having to deal with that.
What about you, Action? Would you go through that inconvenience for a free cruise later and some cash in your pocket?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think that was a nice gesture at all. Yeah, I think that is horrible. Yeah, I think they could have offered a little bit more than $1,000 for my inconvenience. One and two, why would you offer me another cruise for that joint? I would never feel safe to go back on that joint. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather have that money for that cruise and then let me choose another cruise line. You know what I mean? So.
I don't know if that was the option. I think they gave him. I don't know if they gave him the money for like that cruise, or they gave him like just another cruise. Like, I know they got all their money refunded. Now I'm not sure if they gave him money for another cruise. You know what I mean? So that could have been what they did. So do you think you wouldn't go on a cruise again after they got stuck?
I would probably go to a cruise. I just wouldn't go on another Carnival cruise. That's sort of like the plane that landed in the ocean, and then that, I don't know what I forgot the carrier, but then they give them for money from that plane, and they give them a free pass to go back on that same plane. Like, come on, man. Like, just give me some money for my inconvenience, and then let me just choose whoever I want to choose after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would go back on another cruise. I just don't know if I'll go on another Carnival cruise. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I don't know. For me, I don't know if the inconvenience would be that bad. Because, I mean, yeah, it would suck being stuck there. But I figure I'm definitely raiding the liquor cabinet. And you know what I mean? Like, it sucks that the toilets are bagged off. And for our women listeners out there, please don't be offended. I'm a dude. I got to meet, yo. I'm going to just sit at the back of the boat. I'm going to piss off the back of the boat. I don't need a toilet. You know, I got the whole ocean. I got the whole world right in front of me. And if I got to do a number two, I'll just try to sit off the ledge, yo, but I'll try to squeeze my butt cheek in between the bars so I can fall off.
No way to sit off the ledge, man.
That would just be me. That's how I would solve the bathroom issue on the cruise. So I just wanted to get y'all quick opinion on that, so that just happened. Got a couple of other issues that happened. Did y'all see the Lakers versus the Hawks last night? It's been a little bit of controversy. It looks like Kobe came down on a Hawks player's foot, and they're calling it a dirty play. Have y'all seen the chance to see the highlights?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't think it was a dirty play because I don't think he was doing it consciously. I think he was just trying to contest a shot and just got too far underneath Kobe. But when Jalen Rose did it, was dirty. He did that intentionally. He even admitted to it that he did it intentionally. But for him to do that, because not many people intentionally just to go underneath somebody like that far anyway, and to purposely have him come down on their foot. Because sometimes it's just an accident. You just get too far.
What about you? Make sure you get a chance to see the Kobe play.
Yeah, I did see the play, man. And, you know, I think it could go. It was like one of those 50-50 calls, man. I mean, it was like Kobe's known for kicking his legs out, kicking his arms out when he shoots, and I know other players do it. And then, you know, you also got defenders who actually try to get that extra hand in the face and step in when shooters are shooting. So I think it's one of those 50-50 calls. I don't think he should get kicked out, but I think there should just be some kind of like rule set to, so it'd be clearly defined rules, so defenders know, you know what I mean, what to do. And also people who shoot know what to do, you know what I'm saying? Because not everybody go up straight up. You know, I mean, I think if Kobe went straight up and went straight down, he would have landed on his foot. So it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? So to even call one way or another, whether it's a foul or not, or whether it's intentional or not.
Yeah, I just love Kobe's quote when he said he just feels bad that he has to wait an entire year for revenge, yo. Mm-hmm. It must suck to have that type of mentality. I just feel like that kid wasn't hugged enough as a kid, yo. Because that joke, like, for you to just come off like that after you sprain an ankle a year for revenge, yo, that's just a tough thought.
Yeah, he's been saying, he's been giving you those kind of quotes all year, yo. The same way we told they asked him what it would be doing about Ibaka, yo. Talking about, yo, I would have slapped him in the face. Like, he's been giving quotes like that all year.
Yeah, Kobe ain't built like that. Kid from Illy, yo. He get himself beat up, yo. Kid was raised. Where was he raised at? Mount Vernon? Where at? Outside of Philadelphia. Man, kid's
Lower Marion.
Lower Marion, yeah.
He was only in Lower Marion for a little bit, though. I mean, most of his childhood, he spent overseas.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's from Italy. Yo. He get beat up talking that mess, yo. Who do you think he's fooling with that big-ass neck? But, yeah, it is tough, though. I mean, yo, the Lakers have finally got themselves on the roll. You know, I mean, Dwight Howard's finally playing, like, the best center in the league. I keep telling y'all he is the best center in the league by far, even though y'all talk
crazy. Man, we're from 39 points to 10.
Yeah, I keep telling y'all that kid's great. I don't know if I was arguing with you two or somebody else, but somebody kept telling me that Howard was a bum, you know, and I told y'all he's the best center in the league by far.
Nah, he just crying too much, that's all.
From 39 points. We talked about him dropping 39, and then yesterday he gave you 10 points and like 16 rebounds. Yo.
but he still gave you a double double every single night, yo. And this is coming off season-ending surgery, yo.
Yeah, I mean,
it's better than your boy, Big Pooh, aka Derrick Rose, aka Benchwarmers, given Chicago. That kid apparently has been practicing with the whole team, full workouts, apparently giving out work. They said the kid is unstoppable, but he's still
he don't feel comfortable, though. You know, he can't take off on both feet. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So he's just waiting until he can feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Dwight Howard's some trash. I'm just saying he just inconsistent, in my opinion. To be that dominant, you know, he needs to be driving at least 15 a night, getting them 10, you know what I mean, double-digit rebounds a night, in my opinion. That's just me.
Yeah, that's what he does give you every single night. Yeah,
he went from 39 to 10 points, yo. I need him around, you know what I mean, 15 or 20 with 10 to 15 rebounds. That's what I'm saying. Like he should be that type of player is what I'm saying.
Yeah, when you're as big as an individual as us great athletes, yo, sometimes it's tough to put together those night after night stuff, man.
Well, Shaq said he needs to be getting 20 and 18 tonight, yo.
Tim Duncan, he does it.
Yo, you stuffed up, yo. You got something in your nose, yo. You need some nasal. What's wrong with you tonight, M? Actually, you need some soup or something, yo.
Listen, all I'm saying, I just gave you
cheese. What's going on over there? Oh, man. All right, well, let's go to the next one. Next guy, we got about halfway through the show. Yo, have y'all seen the MTV's Hottest MC list that dropped out about a week ago? I'm going to give you the quick top 10. This is Hottest MCs via the MTV list. Number one, well, let me go from the bottom. Number 10, Meek Millie. Number 9, Future. 8, ASAP Rocky. 7, Kanye. 6, Big Sean. 5, Drake. 4, Nas. 3, Ricky Rose. Number 2, 2 Chainz. And number 1, Kendrick Lamar. So they're saying in 2012, Kendrick Lamar, 2 Chainz, and Rick Ross were the top 3 hottest MCs in the world. Do y'all agree?
For people who put out, did Nas put out an album in 2012?
Yeah, Life Is Good, man. Joint's hot, yo.
I know. I wasn't sure if it was 12 or 11.
Nah, it was 2012.
I don't know, man, because outside of Nas, I mean, I like Kendrick Lamar. I wouldn't put him at 1, but, I mean, I guess out of all of them, he had the better album. Nas had an album. His album was great too. I don't know why he slipped down there, but I don't know, man. Out of all of them, I would just say just Nas, and it should have been just Nas and Kendrick Lamar up there. Everybody else could kick rocks.
You don't like any of Kanye West's stuff?
I like Kanye, but he ain't no lyricist like that. If I'm looking at a hot MC, he can rap, but he ain't no lyricist like a Nas and like a Kendrick Lamar, man. I don't know.
Two Chainz album
was horrible, yo. I mean, I'm not putting Two Chainz nowhere near my top five, yo. I will put Drake, Nas, Kanye, Meek Mills. I don't know, yo. This new school stuff, yo, I can't get with, yo. I don't know, yo. My opinion is biased, yo. So I don't even know how I can really comment, because I would never put Two Chainz nowhere near my top, like, 100. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I just think he don't talk about anything. So.
So what's your problem with the new school rappers? Because I know we always have discussions about music and all that stuff. So if we just get off the hottest MC list of MTV list, if you're saying that you just have a problem with people like Two Chainz, what's your problem with them?
They have no content. If you look at them, yo, like, yo, they don't talk about anything.
Sure,
I got
don't.
Two bad bitches with a big bra. Like, what, yo? Like, so what? Like, give me something else. I need something else from you, yo. Like, I mean, all his songs sound the same. I guarantee you, if you listen to three of his songs, he'll say the same line in all three of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to listen to more than a hook to you know what I mean? I think a lot of the new school, they put out a hot hook, and they don't care what they're saying in between those hooks. Yeah. That's a club banger.
Do you think that's a factor because of the fact that you've gotten older? Because when you were younger, you probably listened to people without good content. You know what I mean? You probably just like the beat. Hold on. Hey, Mr. Rogers, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I was just no matter what, we was younger, everybody that we listened to when we was younger had content, man. These dudes these days ain't got no content at all. It's just all beat and hook.
Right. Yeah.
It's all you were snagging
on some hostess cage back there.
I'm just giving you like buddy. Everybody we listen to coming up has some content, man.
Everybody
except
had
for ODB
back in the day, man. Like, yo,
everybody had content, yo. Not everyone had content.
Name one person who didn't have content.
Old Dirty Bastard.
I said except ODB. That's just one dude.
You said name one person, so I named one person.
Listen, I just said him.
ODB still gave you a little bit more than what Two Chainz giving you right now, though. I'm
saying
that right now.
ODB made up words, yo.
So what? He still gave you some content behind what he was
saying.
He
wasn't speaking English. He wasn't even speaking the human language, yo. If that's not considered content, at least Two Chainz and them. Now, don't get me wrong. I love ODB for comedic relief. But at least Two Chainz was speaking English. ODB dropped a Martian language on the show, and we were rocking to it back in the day.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, though. Let me ask you this. Back in the day, we would listen to songs over and over again, trying to memorize the words.
You just cut off.
Yeah. The extra drop off, his phone drop. See? Hey, party people, this is what happens when you get an iPhone. You don't have service. MX was on the call, he had a stuffed up nose, and the next thing you know, his phone drops off. Why? Because he has an iPhone and his phone sucks. Hey, MX, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Whatever, man. Listen.
What happened to your daughters, yo?
My question is this. What new rapper are you really listening to over and over again trying to memorize the lyrics?
That's Kendrick Lamar.
Who?
Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, man, he ain't new school, yo. He a new school. He new school with old school flavor, yo. I'm talking about name a Two Chainz song you listen over and over again.
Stop changing the question to fit your argument. You said what new school rapper am I listening to? That makes me want to listen to lyrics. I gave you Kendrick Lamar. I can give you J. Cole. I can give you Drake. I can give you ASAP Rocky. Sometimes
so
I can give you
so now we big so now we let's compare apples to apples, because we all agree that the name, people that you just named are not in the same category lyrically as a 2 Chainz, as a
you said you school rapper
popping Molly, I'm sweating, whoever that dude is, I forgot.
Yeah, you said new school rapper. I said you said it was new school rapper, so I named the new school rapper. B, I'm just answering your question.
But there's new school rappers that have that old school feel. You know that. Come on now. Stop.
No, you
stop
said that. New school. I'm just answering your question, M. Extra. That's all I'm doing. All
right. Yeah.
No,
okay.
But 2 Chainz used to be Titty Boy.
The
paper bag boys. What do they call them? The brown paper bag boys?
The double bag boys, yo.
Yeah. That's the only song they had.
Yo, 2 Chainz got a lot of good verses on Ludacris' old album, Joe. Like, if you go back and listen to, like, the Golden Grain compilation by album or the Red Light District or Release Therapy, 2 Chainz got some tough verses on her. Even back on I Got a Midget on My Necklace, whatever the hell that album was. Like, 2 Chainz been around Ludacris for a long time.
I have not listened to no song about no midget on my necklace.
Yeah, you remember.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to his verses and see what he's doing. Because right now, what he's putting out, it ain't nothing. Yeah. I listened to a whole song, whole ass album, y'all, and that joint didn't move me at all.
I can say this. Yeah. Two Chainz back then. He was cool, but this new 2 Chainz, well, that was Titty Boy. Titty Boy was nice. This 2 Chainz dude,
You know that's all Kanye West. Kanye told him, you know, he gave him the Mason, did it for the money, now can you get with me?
I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling it. And I'm mad I ain't got my man, what's her name even up there? Even though he ain't put out an album, he's still a hot lyricist. Now, what's the boy name? Pusha T.
See, that was my snub off the list. Now, I don't know if the list, like, one of the requirements was putting out an actual album.
I think that's probably what it was.
Because Pusha's had some good mixtapes this last year.
But what Drake album was out in 2012?
Whatever that last gay shit was. I'm a fan of Drake's features, yo. I'm not really a big fan of his albums. Like, but when he features, like, I like the new joint, like From the Bottom. Like,
he had no albums or mixtapes in 2012.
He had no what?
He had no albums or mixtapes in 2012. Drake.
Who are you talking about?
Drake.
Oh, yeah, okay, so Take Care must have dropped at the end of 2011. Because I know
around
2012. But I know, like, the verse, I thought Drake was going to be an amazing MC, because I tell you, people might not agree with me, but I think he bodied Common on that Rick Ross joint, where him and Common was going back and forth. I love the Common Sweet joint. Don't get me wrong, but I think Drake bodied him on there, yo.
Right. I just can't take it no more, man. Every time all that crap comes, that French Montana mess, all that mess, I just change your channel.
I can't get through. Okay, well, do you like Meek Mill?
He all right. I can listen to him for one song. I can't take him because it sounds like he's screaming the whole daggone time.
Yeah, I don't know how these kids don't give themselves a headache, yo. Y'all hear about how Lil Wayne got more seizures again today?
Huh?
Lil Wayne got rushed to the hospital for having multiple seizures again today?
And stop popping the mollies and sweating.
Yeah. Right. Are y'all a fan of Lil Wayne?
Huh? That shit catches up to you. I like Lil Wayne's Carter 2, and that's it. I don't like nothing else of Lil Wayne but the Carter 2. That was his hottest album that he ever put out. Everything else, I didn't like.
And the Carter 3 was all right, too. I mean, when he wanted to spit, I like Wayne. When he wanted to just be on Joke Time, you know, he in the pool with all the rest of them.
Yeah, see, I try to say I'm not a fan of Wayne, but I'll be lying to y'all. Like, I mean, I don't like everything he does. I mean, I think I think nowadays to be popular, you kind of have to oversaturate yourself. Like I love Rick Ross's flow, but after a while, like, he drops so much stuff that it all starts to sound the same. I understand, you know, he's just trying to get as much exposure as he can because people listen to one thing one day and then totally forget about the next. Like, at least back in the day. See, that's the biggest difference I see with back in the day. Even though Jay-Z is the one who fired Nas up, but, like, Nas would drop an album, and then you'd have to sit on it for a year, year and a half, 2 years, before you even got a single for a next album that would even be coming out. Nowadays, these kids are dropping an album every 9 months. I'm so glad, because I'm a big fan of J. Cole. I was disappointed in his album. But J. Cole was going to drop an album the same year he dropped his first one because it wasn't the same time. And, I mean, I think that's most of this kid's problem is just oversaturation, you know.
And that's why they die out so fast. Because remember, like, when Rough Riders came out, they was the hottest thing. They was popping. Then, as you know, they empire just fell. The Rockefeller, they was hot. They fell. G-Unit, they was hot. They fell.
Don't forget about the original Cash Money.
Oh, yeah. Them
Cash
dudes,
Money. Master P and all them boys.
Yeah,
No Limit used to put out a song like every week. Yo, they put out an album.
Yeah, they was never hot. Yo, Master P and them sucked, yo. I don't care what nobody. Okay, there you go. That's who didn't have content. You want another rapper besides ODB? Pick any nigga out of No Limit.
They had some content. I don't know what you're talking about, John, but yeah, I was
nice,
say, back then they put out an album every week, yo, and they were still popping. It was popping back in the day, yo, and I used to hate on for a minute. But
No, they wasn't, yo.
Yes, he was. And just the shocker, yo.
He's another horrible rapper. He's like the You Guys of No Limit, yo. It sucks, too. Give me a hot
all
ball from Master P. Give me a hot ball from Master P. You gave me a moaning sound after you get done beating your meat. That's my hot ball.
Yo, Beach Bun, don't act like you ain't go to the parties and do the mosh pit when they play.
He was
the main one in that joint bouncing around.
Come
back like
you know you was a total limit soldier. I ain't gonna front. I've gotten busy, you know what I mean, to music that I didn't enjoy. Why? Because I was a horny young kid who wanted to rub up on a woman's booty while I was shaking in front of me. I ain't gonna front. I didn't went to go-go's, and I hated go-go's. But because it was a sweaty girl who looked like she might want to sleep with me and shaking her butt in front of me, now 9 times out of 10 I was wrong and she moved away from me once I tried to rub my meat up on her. But that's the reason why I was in there dancing. It wasn't because I was spilling them bars. I wasn't back there like, yo, this joint is hot. Boop, chitta, boop, chitta, boop, chitta, boop, chitta, boop. No. I was a horny little kid trying to get some action.
Yo, you ain't know how to dance to the go-go beat, yo. That's why she moved, yo.
I still know how to dance that damn go-go beat, yo.
You got to beat your feet, yo.
Yo, so there you go. Besides Old Dirty, everybody know Limit was trash, yo. But y'all still enjoy the music, yo. Why can't you enjoy the new music?
Like, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I'm just saying that if you're going to tell me to rank something, y'all, I'm not going to give them no rank. I can still listen to it. But, I mean, you know what I mean? But I'm not hearing it, though. I'm just listening to it, yo.
I can't, man. That's the crap. I don't find the new little old school dude, this Joey Badass dude, man. I think he's pretty dope, man.
Yeah.
That the old school beats. He's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I think he's all right. I still haven't really got into his music all that much. I've listened to a couple things. Didn't think anything was all that amazing about it, but that was just me, you know. I think my new young kid is that ASAP Rocky dude, yo. I'm loving his flow right now, yo. I don't know why he's wearing skirts, though. That's kind of gay. But, hey, to each his own, you know. If you want to wear a skirt and a diaper like the woman on Strange Addictions, God bless you. But, yo, About to say goodbye to the people, Joe. That is our time tonight. Thank you for another great show. Great calls. Thank you for all the listeners. You know what I mean? Be sure to get at us tomorrow. Same time, same place. 11 p.m. to 11:30 on the off-ramp. Thanks to all of our sponsors. We got Choice Taste, Olive Coco, Marisol Johnson Insurance, RichBefore30.com. I get at y'all tomorrow. I promise to give you more time for sponsors. Love y'all. Peace. Yeah.